From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of master naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is banana slugs. When walking in the forest, keep your eyes out for banana slugs crossing your path. These slugs are active in warm months, especially in morning and evening when it's cool and damp, as well as at night. They are an integral part of the forest ecosystem. They eat decaying matter on the ground, helping to turn it into healthy fertilizer for the plants nearby. Banana slugs get their name from their coloration. While some are black or green with black spots, others are bright yellow. You may even see a ripe banana slug, yellow with brown spots. These are large slugs that can grow nearly a foot long, and a banana slug in a hurry can speed along at a rate of over 6 inches a minute. They have a pair of eye stalks that help them to detect light and shadow, and a smaller pair of tentacles below them that can sense chemicals in their environment. They breathe through a hole on the right side, which feeds air into their single lung. To help keep them from drying out, banana slugs are covered in a sticky, clear slime. It helps to deter predators, as it has a chemical in it that causes their mouth to go numb. In spite of this, the slugs are preyed upon by salamanders, waterfowl, and raccoons. While they're technically edible, if the slime is removed, most people aren't willing to go through the effort just to eat a banana slug. Banana slugs tend to stick to the forest. The slugs that plague people's gardens are almost always invasive species from Europe. If you do see a banana slug, observe it and then leave it be. It's a vital part of our ecosystem and a peaceful neighbor indeed. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.